What I do is I paint acrylic on wood panels, and most of my interest, it started out about 5 or 6 years ago, was general, just nature in general, and then my interest in birds kind of took over about 4 years ago, and it's been nothing but birds and kind of my invented botanical backgrounds, but just my interest in nature and birds and the environment.
And that interest also translates to bird hikes you do at Lincoln Memorial Gardens, correct?
Yes, I've been doing that probably almost 20 years. I've been leading bird hikes. I've started to travel around the country to go bird watching. I just have a great interest in birds, I guess.
Well, and we talked for a story, a kind of more of a profile piece we did on you over a year ago now. So I've asked this question before, but just tell us again, you know, when the interest in birds started and why that's something that might fascinate you.
I think I was young. I was very young, and I got a bird book as a gift. And I was just really fascinated with the amount of diversity and the variety. And that just, I don't know what it was. I guess it's hard to say why someone is drawn to something. Plus I was raised kind of in the country, and a friend of mine, his mother was an avid bird watcher, and she took me on a spring bird count. And that just pretty much opened the door. I can still remember that spring bird count and the amount of birds that were there. And it was a really good time, and I just really have gravitated toward it. I go through phases where I'm not as interested in it, but I still spend a lot of time doing it.
So is there a particular theme to the work that is currently on display at the UIS gallery of yours?
Well, just recently I started a new series, and I got interested in it. It seems like my interests are starting to narrow a bit, and I'm starting to become interested on what used to be here in Illinois, and birds that are extinct and things like that, and kind of viewing that from it's hard to say what the word would be, a kind of a feeling of loss of not seeing those things or not seeing the way that Illinois was a couple hundred years ago with the vast prairies and just the incredible amount of wildlife that was here. I think I kind of miss that because I really like the outdoors, and it would be really nice to have seen kind of a slice of that.
This is WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell, and you are listening to Illinois Edition. We're speaking with Kevin Vieira. He's a local artist, and his work is currently at display at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery. Kevin, you're also a tattoo artist, so tell us a little bit about whether or not maybe that influences your work at all.
I started tattooing almost 22 years ago, and I started down in Kentucky, Radcliffe, and I started working on Marines and Army folks and kind of work in a street shop type thing. It was a nice experience. The feast or famine of essentially just waiting for soldiers to get paid. That seems to be the goal when we were down there. And then ended up working out of Rochester, New York for a while, developing kind of my career. And I eventually got to a point where I was more focused on not so much my own vision of what tattoos should look like, but what other people wanted as tattoos. So I kind of took myself a little bit out of the decision-making process because I felt like I was doing a service for these people, and I didn't want to try to satisfy my own artistic need through doing tattoos. And I think that allowed me to develop kind of a painting career on the side where I didn't need to satisfy my artistic needs through tattooing.
And so, as you mentioned, your work kind of takes a look, I guess, at some of the changing landscapes and maybe humans' influences on the environment. Do you think art is a good way to affect change or bring awareness to environmental issues?
I think it can be. In some ways, it's like I feel, it's like I don't know what else to do. I mean, I have 7 acres on the South Fork of the Sangamon, which I have been restoring back to as much of a pristine environment as I can, removing invasive species, planting. We're going to do some burning in this spring. And I feel like I'm doing what I can do. And the painting is some way, it's almost like giving a voice to my my concerns. And I just do what I can do. But I, you know, there's no way to bring Illinois back to what it was. But it'd be nice to do a little here and there to try to save what we can. And just I really enjoy I really like Illinois. I really like Central Illinois. I like the wildlife. I like the environment. I just wish there was a little more of the wild around.
And so what's ahead for you? Are you looking at maybe collaborating with other artists, staying maybe in this vein of exploring changes in the environment through art?
I think so. I think that I'm going to keep pursuing that. It's kind of what's become really important to me as I've gotten older. Every year, as I try to work on my property and as I try to discover what's going on and I become more interested in the plants and the animals that live on my property, I get to know more and more. And I think that's what's drawn me. The idea of learning about what's on my property has made me understand what's not there, seeing that, well, this could be here, but it's not. So let's see if we can get it back here. Plant-wise, just in the last 2 or 3 years, my knowledge of the vegetation of Central Illinois has increased tenfold just from having friends that are plant people and trying to restore my property has really increased my knowledge of what Illinois used to look like. And that's probably helped me with my art also. I feel like it's also given me something to paint. And sometimes it seems that with painting or art in general, a person that is really lucky is someone who actually has something to paint. And I feel like I've got a subject matter that I can grab onto and really explore. And I feel pretty blessed in that area.